This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Joining me in the studio is Purdue Acting President Tim Sands, as he does once a month. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the Board of Trustees Academic Affairs Committee met mid-November. One of the things discussed was the academic program assessment. For those who don't know about it, what's the scope of this assessment or review?
Well, it's very broad. We've looked at every degree-granting program that we have at Purdue, about 278 undergraduate programs, 113 graduate programs. And this is different than a typical program review. Typically, and we still do this, we have perhaps every 5 years an external committee come in to look at a department or in some cases a college, usually a department level, and they look at all of the programs, undergraduate, graduate. They look at the research enterprise. They look at every aspect of that department, and they provide a report. Hopefully, it's an actionable report about how to move forward. That still happens, but we felt that we needed to take a more fine-grained approach focusing on degree-granting programs and really looking at the, for the first time, the outcomes of those programs, the student interest, looking at it across the entire university all at once. Very ambitious, very data-centered. But we now have, as a result of this first round, our first database, if you will, first collection point for a lot of data that we never tracked before, or at least we never put it in one place. And this has allowed us to take a critical look at every one of our programs and make some decisions about where we need to invest, where we should phase out a program. We've done quite a bit of that. Which programs maybe are redundant, which are truly serving the various missions of the university. Might be the land grant mission, might be something more focused on an emerging opportunity, might be a traditional strength at Purdue. And it's been a very eye-opening and interesting process. This first round went very well, but it's just a precursor for a regular process that we will begin. The recommendation is every 3 years, and I think that's a reasonable time frame.
Did they look at specifics as to men, women, minority groups taking these classes or enrolled in these programs, or what was some of the data collected?
Certainly, that was part of it. We looked at the application interest, the enrollment, the persistence of the students, the graduation rate. We looked across categories basically to identify equity issues if there were some. Often numbers are too small to really give a clear view of that, but in some cases we're able to identify that there's an issue in terms of student interest, disparities in student success. We look also at career placement following the degree, whether they go on to graduate school or future educational opportunities. We look at the resources, and it's hard to be too quantitative about this, but how much effort is required to run the program. We look at trends over several years. So it's not just a snapshot of what's happening this year, but what's happened over the last several years. And should we be thinking about responding to a given trend? One thing that's challenging about looking at academic programs and trying to assess them is that some of them are cyclical, and we know that from many, many years, sometimes many decades. Some programs naturally go up and down with various phases of the economy. And some, if they're trending down, it's probably a permanent effect or something that will not trend back up. But discriminating those two is challenging. But if you're not paying attention, if you're not collecting the data, you don't know what's happening. And that's really the first priority, is to collect the data, to look at it, and to see what we can learn from it to make Purdue a stronger university.
So is there action being taken this year, or as you say, more of data collection?
Well, actually, a lot of action already took place. There was a recognition, I think, almost immediately that we have a number of programs on the books that have very few students or maybe even no students. Those are easy things to fix. They lead to confusion. If we have a program on the books and our students, prospective students, see we have it, but we really don't offer that program, from a practical standpoint, we need to take that off the books. We did a lot of that cleanup. In some cases, programs were merged. In some cases, they were eliminated and consolidated. In some cases, we're launching new programs where we see new opportunities. But in this first round, I think one of the obvious things that we did was eliminate programs from the books that really weren't thriving or maybe hadn't been active. We had about 89 of those that we retired. There's still 7 being reviewed for retirement or merger, based on either declining numbers or maybe a situation where we have very similar programs in different parts of the university and we can pull them together and eliminate some redundancy. And of course, we identified a number of programs that were extremely strong, and most of those we knew about. There are very few surprises there, but it reminds you that we need to make sure that those jewels of programs need to be reinforced. We shouldn't just assume that they're going to hold their place. One truism that I always remind myself of is if you're not growing, you're probably shrinking. So holding steady doesn't make a lot of sense. That's not a goal. So we look at programs that are strong and we ask the question, what would make this program stronger? We also look at programs that, and this is where I think the real opportunity is, programs that are somewhere in the middle that have some strengths, but maybe have been idling at a fairly low level, or maybe they've been strong for decades and we've just ignored them and assumed that they'll continue to be strong. And those are programs where we are going to make some investments. And so I think in the long run, it's just about making sure the portfolio of programs we offer is as strong as possible, that we balance between the breadth of programs that we offer so that we have the brightest students, the most ambitious students can pick and choose and can mix and match, because many of them don't just have a major, they have a minor, they have a certificate they want to take, they're interested in multiple things that are maybe not connected, obviously, and we need to be able to provide for them. But on the other hand, you need to focus. You don't want to have duplication. You don't want to have programs that are clearly waning and have been for decades. Let's move on. Let's let that one go and move to the next exciting area. So all that is in play.
And I'm guessing this isn't just staff in the provost's office. This is college level, department level, maybe alumni?
All of the above. I think one of the things we haven't done yet at the level that we need to is really look at the alumni factor, look at input from alums, not just looking at career placement, but really getting feedback. That's the next threshold, the next frontier is to go back and ask our alums out 5 years, 10 years, what about the program that they went through was valuable? What should be changed? What did you feel was a deficit? We do that in different formats and forums, but with regard to academic program assessment, this particular project, we didn't incorporate much of that. That's a very laborious activity, and we're trying to do 300-plus programs all at once, which is very ambitious. So we had to take a fairly light touch on some of the more labor-intensive aspects, but those are all valuable.
Tim Sands is the acting president of Purdue University. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.